Sage Space Devotee Mahendran, he's living in Kathmandu, Nepal, and is about to get married, and he's wondering why his divorced parents cannot come to the wedding. Well, Mahendran, you're in Nepal, close to where the Lord Buddha got his start in life. And if you remember the story that he was taken out of the palace into the city for the very first time, so that he would have excellent impressions of how people lived, did their daily chores, all of the sick people, and all of the crippled people, and all of the widowed people were told to stay indoors, so he would only see what would give a good impression in his mind. Your wedding will be in three parts. The first part is the decoration of the wedding hall. Your parents, who have been divorced, can participate in that. Then there is the sacred ceremony where the priest opens the doors of the three worlds and you're blessed by the gods. And the third part of the ceremony is the reception. Your parents can participate in the reception and the joy that follows the wedding. During the sacred ceremony, the priest will assure himself that there are no widows, widowers, divorcees, divorcees, or lifetime brahmachari. Because it's not a discipline for them. Because he would not want the psychic impression to go into the mind of you and your wife-to-be that divorce was even a possibility. To explain a little further, today we have computers that can communicate with one another through vibration without wires or even touching each other. Same with people. The vibration of someone in the ceremony who has been widowed, for instance, would make the girl think, maybe my husband will die. Or maybe he'll become a lifetime brahmachari and leave me. So we don't want that impression in the mind, even the remotest impression that it might be a possibility.